Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to Breakfast with Books here on Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great guest for you this morning to help us kick off the week. We're going to be speaking with author Kim Green. She's here to talk to us not only about her literary journey, but also about her brand new work, Hallucination. This is a fascinating book that I think a lot of us will be able to not only relate to, but also to appreciate the characters with as we go through this journey with us. We're very pleased to have Kim with us today. Kim, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, congratulations to you, first of all, Kim, not only just on this work, but, of course, your literary journey up until this point. I want to begin this conversation by talking about the journey for you. When did you know that you had this gift, Kim, of writing, that you wanted to share with the world the way that you are today?
Well, I've been writing for my entire life, honestly, and when I was growing up, I used to play school in my room by myself, and I would give the class an assignment, and then I would actually go on the other side of my mind and then write all these essays that the children that I created would write, and then I would grade the papers. I mean, I just have been very drawn to the process of writing and to express. I'm a big expressor, so I love to get things out and for people to look at and think about.
Yeah. So when you fast forward then to look at what you've been able to do up until this point, Kim, what does it feel like to be able to do something that you love, that you are so passionate about, being able to express yourself this way, and how people appreciate it the way that they have?
Well, I think it's a dream come true. I mean, I think when I was growing up, I always wanted to be an author, and I'm so thrilled. I've been an author before as a ghostwriter, but I think to have my own work out there is a very exciting process and journey because it's a whole new way of marketing oneself and really having to market yourself. And as a marketer, I have always written copy and sold other people's products, and now it's on me to market myself and market this product.
Yeah. So, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because Hallucination that we're going to discuss here is your first novel, but, you know, you definitely have been writing for quite some time. When it comes to branding, because I think, you know, what is so interesting about you, what I was thinking about as I was getting ready for the segment today, is that you have built a brand on several different levels. One, as you mentioned, of course, being able to help other people to project their own work as a ghostwriter. And then, of course, yourself being an interviewer, being able to share the stories of others with people. Do you find that there's one aspect of the creative process that you enjoy more, or you like just the idea of being able to express and help other people to express themselves?
I think I appreciate the writing the most. That's my favorite aspect. It's the most isolating. It's the most private time, but it really allows me to think. And so I like that the most, but I think my second favorite part is working with other writers and having them get that light bulb that goes off when their work is good and they have realized that for themselves. I think that is a very powerful thing. Yeah.
I totally agree with you. You know, it's nothing like being able to help other people, to be able to not only to share, but also to have that appreciation as well. Again, for those that are just joining us here for Breakfast with Books, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Kim Green. She's the author of the book Hallucination, but I was just asking her about the literary journey for her. Now, let's talk about Hallucination, because it is your first novel. I mean, as you have now taken a departure from you know, sharing, of course, true stories and going through true events, you still in your first novel give us a situation that is true to life. Talk to us about Morgan and how Hallucination came about.
Morgan is a character who gets diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus, which is a chronic illness, an autoimmune illness. And I think the reason that I think she's such an important character is that because she is living with a disease that never goes away. And I think there's a lot of women, and women of color especially, who have a chronic autoimmune illness, and they're sort of invisible because people with lupus and even fibromyalgia, these are diseases that you can't really see. And so the person kind of looks okay, and they're going through a lot physically as well as emotionally. And I do believe that one of the important things about the book is that it talks about the emotional inner life of a woman who has a chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is an audience that's very huge, especially in the African-American community and the women community. Lots of women have autoimmune illnesses, and I think it's it needs to be talked about more and needs to be acknowledged.
Yeah. You know, I have found, especially I would say, Kim, this year, I've had some interesting conversations with people, and it has kind of helped me to reevaluate the way I look at certain aspects of life, especially when it comes to illness. And I'm curious about your thoughts on this. I interviewed a woman actually earlier this year, and I kept referring to during the interview her battle with cancer. Mm-hmm. And she said to me at the end of the conversation, and I thought it was so profound, she said, "Cyrus, I try not to think about it as a battle." She says, I try not to battle cancer. I try to be at peace with cancer." Do you think that part of Morgan's journey is being at peace and trying to understand what's going on with her, but not looking at it as a war necessarily, but as a part of the journey that she has to take?
Well, and not only yet, I think, yeah, I agree with that, but I think that Morgan becomes friends with Lupus. Lupus becomes her companion. And I think that that is a really interesting way of looking at any obstacle, any adversity. You have to come to peace with it, as you mentioned, but also really take it on as part of your journey, it's a companion. And I think that Morgan spends a lot of time alone in this book, and only at the end does she start to reach out and get connected with other people. And I won't give away the end about her connection, but I definitely think that coming to peace with lupus is a big part of it. And then I think that's what helps her get through it and also finds her inner silence. You know, I think finding stillness is a big important thing, especially for women who are so busy and they're doing too many things, and they're doing too many things emotionally as well. You know, they're loving other people, putting all their energy into loving others and not really paying much attention to oneself.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big message of hallucination, that you have to kind of care for yourself first.
Yeah. You know, there is a real message I found as well, Kim, about the importance of living with your truth and recognizing what that truth is. There are other issues that are going on in the book as well. You know, lupus is, of course, a big part of it because that's part of what we get to know about Morgan. But Morgan also has other issues that she's dealing with, other topics that come up in the book. So it really is a layered story. I want to talk about Renee and Morgan for a moment because I think there is a very profound conversation that you outline in the book. And I wanted to share just two parts of it that I thought our listeners will be able to appreciate, because I think it says something, again, to how we all resonate with ourselves and also with each other. It's something, of course, that Renee says to Morgan on page 115 of the book. They're having a conversation. I'm not going to give away exactly what they're talking about. But Renee says to Morgan this: "I guess the fear of inauthenticity makes people defensive." And I think that goes to the heart of why it's so important to live with your truth, to know what your truth is, and to embrace that. How important was that message for you in the book as well?
Very important. I think being inauthentic is probably the root cause of all of our problems as a society, as individuals. I think that there's a lot of people walking around with a lot of secrets. I think there's a lot of people walking around with a lot of mistrust of others. And I think that those are some of the things that cause illness. I mean, I think that the body is a very important thing, and I think that the way that our bodies work and the when they dysfunction, the places in our bodies dysfunction, it's because there's no clear path. You know, I always imagine our veins and our blood flow and the air flow, because in yoga you learn a lot about air flow and chi, you know, energy. And so when things are clogged up, I think that causes disease. And it seems, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not medical, but because I also suffer with lupus, and suffer is not the right word, but I also am a lupus patient.
Right.
I know that I know those parts of the book are very authentic. It's a novel, but I think all the health parts are right on. And I think that the clogging of our system is emotional as well as physical.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we're speaking to Kim Green. She's the author of the new novel, Hallucination, a powerful book that takes you on a journey of not only discovery, but I think also of deciding what type of life you're going to have for yourself and not letting it be decided on by other people. Now, part of the promotional aspect of this, as you're doing interviews like this, there's also the single, Morgan's Theme, My Daughter's Son, that is part of the promotional aspect of the book. Talk to us about how that single came about, Kim.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful story. I actually have a writing company as well, Words LLC, and one of my clients is a recording artist. I have a big background in music, and so I have a lot of clients that are musicians, and I was writing her bio, and then she ended up sharing with me that her mother had recently passed away, and her mother had passed away the exact same week that my father passed away in 2008. Mm-hmm. And she's a wonderful lyricist, and she wrote the song Daughter Son, and it's about her mother's spirit guiding her through her life after her mother was gone and her daughter was still alive. And it's a beautiful song, and I realized when I was listening to the album, every time I heard that song I started crying because it was so poignant, and it was very much about my own loss of my mother as well as my loss of my father, and that they're guiding me. And so I think Morgan, as she searches for her mother's essence throughout the book, I think it just was a perfect connection. So I said to the musician, Kelly Say, who just has a new album that just came out, and Kelly Say, S-A-E is her last name, and her album is called Pure. But as a promotional thing, I asked her if she would lend me that song, Daughter Son, as Morgan's theme song, because it works perfectly with the book. And she agreed. And so we printed up the CDs, and people, if they buy the book, they get a CD in the mail, or if they come to one of my readings. And so that is how that came about. But it worked so perfectly with the theme of the book, and I thought it was a very unusual thing for a book to have a theme song. But Morgan is really into music, and music is the lifeline that her mother left her. And so I just thought it was very unusual, and I thought it really works with the book.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for our listeners who have not heard it before, we have a treat for you. We're about to play for you that song, Daughter Son, Morgan's Theme here by Kelly Say. When we come back, we're going to get our final moments with Kim and talk to her about how you all can get your own copy of the book and also your single as well. Again, here's Kelly Say with Morgan's song. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. But that was Kelly Say with daughter-son Morgan's theme for the book Hallucination. We're actually speaking with the author of Hallucination here today. We have Kim Green joining us live. She's been talking to us not only about the journey of the book, but also what she hopes readers are able to take away from it. Kim, tell our listeners how they can not only get their copy of the book, but also stay in contact with you as well.
Well, you can get the book at my website, which is hallucinationthenovel.com. It's just a very simple website, hallucinationthenovel.com. And you can stay in touch with me by going online, and it says contact, and there's places that you can write. I love getting letters, and you can also email me at kg@hallucinationthenovel.com. And also the book is available in some independent bookstores in certain markets, and if you live in a market and you would like to have the book there, or you know an independent bookstore, I would be grateful for you to go in and ask about it so that they can contact me and I can get there. And I would love to come and do a reading in any community, so I would love to come and talk to people, because I really want to meet other women who are going through this autoimmune battle. And I hate that word battle, as you mentioned, but also just working with an autoimmune illness, let's just say that. I think we're working with them. And just to inspire women that this is not the end and it's not the worst thing that's ever happened to you, and you can actually make it the most positive thing that's ever happened to you, which I think is certainly what Morgan is trying to do and what I have done. It's just been a very positive learning life journey, and I am very grateful for it in many ways. Sort of snapped me out of it. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, you know, I know that readers are grateful for you too for bringing attention to it, because this is what we need, even in novels, to be able to bring attention to this so that people can have the conversation that's so needed. As Morgan's able to have several conversations, not only with others, but also with herself, I think this is one of the things that is a part of the process. We'll appreciate you being able to do that through your book. Again, everyone, Kim Green is the author. The title of the book is Hallucination. You can go to her website, hallucinationthenovel.com, as she mentioned, for more information and also to get your copy of the book. Kim, it's a real pleasure to have you on with us, and thank you so much. We hope you'll stay in contact with us.
Sure. Thank you so much, Cyrus. I really enjoyed talking to you about this. Thanks again.
Oh, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of my conversation with Kim, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Now, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already on both pages. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CAWEB4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's C-Y-R-U-S. W-E-B-B, and you can find a link. Just click on it, and then you'll be able to play and download completely from there for free. Until next time, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Take care.